Hi, I'm Lara. Welcome to Words of Peace. In this week's episode, we feature highlights from Prem Rawat speaking in Brisbane, Australia. We also spoke to some people and asked them, what makes a successful day for you? I hope you enjoy this week's episode.
Why peace? The world will tell you, this is what the world needs, this is what the world needs, this is what the world needs. But 7 billion people on the face of this earth are crying out for one thing and one thing alone, and that is peace. And peace is not the absence of war. My message, of course, it's very, very simple. A lot of people come to listen to me and they sit there and they're kind of uptight. So what are we going to hear about? So I always tell them, relax. And why relax? Because what I'm going to talk about this evening is already there. What you're looking for in your life is already there. The peace, it's already there. So it isn't like we are here to try to come up with or try to find faults with you and then say, well, let's see how we can improve you. This isn't an improvement session. This is hopefully a fact-finding session. To realize what the fact is. Because so much depends upon our perceptions. What does it mean to you, to me, to be human? What does it mean to be alive? You got today. It's almost over. And God willing, you will have tomorrow. And the day after that, and the day after that, and the day after that. But what does that mean? Do you look at it that way? That I had today? That I am alive today? Or do you look at it, well, I don't know. Was it a good day? Were there problems today? Are there going to be problems tomorrow? So, perceptions have a big thing because we are not looking at reality. And our decisions are being based upon things that are not real. I have a curious mind, so I was looking up the word ignorance. I wanted to know what the root word was, where ignorance came from, the word ignorance. So I'm looking, and I come across it, and I knew I had a suspicion, but I wanted to confirm it. That ignorance, I mean, we plead ignorance, right? If somebody goes, you didn't know that? Yeah, well, I was ignorant. I didn't know that. But that's how we use it. But the root word where ignorance comes from is ignore. So, for all the ignorance there is in this world, what does that mean? Well, it means we're ignoring something. And what could that be? What do you think that could be? What is that one thing that we would ignore that would have the most severe consequence on our existence? What could that be? I mean, I know some of you are sitting there. You're thinking too loud. I can hear you. What is it that we are ignoring? Are we ignoring peace? No. Oh, no. You cannot now pick up a newspaper that does not have the word peace in it. Somewhere, some politician, some dictator, some president, some person. Peace. I'll have a piece of that. So, what are we ignoring? Without getting too specific, I know what we're ignoring. In my opinion, what we are ignoring is the obvious. When it comes to God, we're ignoring obvious. Not definition of God. There are more people who now know the definition of God. And in their definition, my God is better than yours. Oh, absolutely. There's only one God, but my God is better than your God. But we ignore the obvious. What is the obvious? That your God is within you. Always has been, always will be. That your truth that you are looking for is within you. Always has been, always will be. The peace that you're looking for is not going to fall out of the sky. It's really a bad idea, things falling out of the sky. And especially for Australia, you're down under. If you get it, the rest of the world won't get it. But peace is not going to come out from some hole somewhere. It's within you. Do you know that? You ready for the shocker? Yes, you do. You absolutely do. You absolutely know that the peace is within you. You absolutely know that the answer to the question you have been asking is within you. That God that you look for is within you. The truth that you search for is within you. But do you ignore that? Absolutely. Absolutely. Do you have tolerance for sorrow? No. No one likes sorrow. Joy? Not a problem. Nobody goes to church to pray, God. Lately, I've been having too much joy. Things have been too good. I've been feeling peace. I've been feeling clear. I've been feeling inspired, and I can't stand it anymore. I know you're all powerful. Please stop this. No. Pain? Absolutely. You won't even wait to get to the church. You will start right at home. Too much. Enough. Enough.
When is this going to end? When will I be happy again? When will I be in that joy again? When will I be in that place again?
When I feel down or a bit low, I try and do things that I know will instantly make me happy. I think stepping outside into sunshine is something that always makes people happy.
Think about a time when you're happy, or just call a friend or call family.
I take a bath, I relax, I meditate, smell incense, just eat some foods I like, do simple things.
I like to dance. That's what I always like to do when I feel sad or upset. I just start to dance and that made me feel better.
Maybe also have a bit of a good cry. I always like a bit of a cry. I think that's important, and to not get overwhelmed and really disturbed by that, but just let it come to pass, and then you can be like, all right, I'm done. That was my little shower.
When I say what you're looking for is inside of you, you know that is true. But somewhere vague, somewhere buried, somewhere, so how do I get to know? No, you want to know? You want to know, or you want to believe? Am I challenging you too much? I'm trying. Well, you know, you worked hard to come here tonight. I want to give you enough so you can go, Now, I'm making some pretty incredible challenges here. What I'm challenging is pretty amazing. Pretty incredible statements is what I am making. And what I want you to do is not believe that there is peace inside of you, but know that there is peace inside of you. And you're going, well, why would you just, you know, show me? That's what I do. That's what I do. I speak to people, but that's not my strong point. My strong point is showing. And I have people come to me and say, so how do I begin? And I say, first step is to truly understand. See, in the realm of fantasy, believing works. Cinderella stories have a lot of believing in them. A lot of believing. But when you get into the realm of non-Cinderella, of reality, knowing, it has a lot of different elements, and the elements are understanding, clarity, not doubt, not suspense. Not ideals, but knowing, understanding, clarity. Not the doubt. And that is the obvious that you have been ignoring. Oh my God? Is it that simple? Yes. Begin with that first step, and that first step is to understand that what you have been looking for is not far away from you, because that will change the basic fundamental view that you have of this. That your search does not need to be for that you want. There needs to be an appreciation and understanding. Do you appreciate? This is how I started. Do you appreciate today? Is that your perspective? Or do you judge today by the success and the failure according to your desires? Your desires are not that good. I mean, you're good, but they're not that good. Something better is going on.
A successful day to me at the end of the day is when I've set myself realistic goals for myself, I've achieved them, and also I think when I've not been too harsh on myself.
At the end of the day, I go to sleep just thinking that I've just appreciated that day for what it is in that moment and not worried about what's happening tomorrow.
A successful day for me is one where I get enough time to do all the routine tasks and still time to dance, cook and laugh.
To be able to go to bed and have a peaceful sleep without having to worry about anything or regret anything that I've said or done.
So, what I talk about is obvious. You want to know the second step? Stop ignoring. Stop ignoring. Don't ignore your thirst that comes from within to be happy, to be fulfilled. Try these two first steps, see how high you get. Because truly, if you want to know what is within you, search. If you want to search, search. Look for it. I don't care where you find it, find it. Find it. If you can't find it, look me up. I'm not here to just give you hope, you know. Oh, yeah, let's talk about really hopeful things. I'm not a bumper sticker in the back of the car that says smile. $25,550. You heard that number? Based on an average lifespan of 70 years, that's how many days you get. Shocking. That's all. $25,550. I just would like you to make the most of all the $25,550. Or whatever is remaining. So you get $25,550. Not much, but enough. Just one day is enough. One day. To be in that appreciation, to be in that place, to be in that beauty, to be in that joy, to be in that contentment. Because if contentment wasn't contentment, it wouldn't be called contentment. Content. And that too is within you. So, how lucky can you get? You are very, very fortunate. Congratulations. Congratulations. Every time that breath comes into you, blessings galore, congratulations. If that beauty, if that power can give you as a gift, that breath, that joy, what could you give yourself? A little clarity? A little understanding? Another thing that I've been saying, and I'll say it here too. Are you waiting for an angel to come out of the sky to save you? Because if you are, I have good news. The angel has come. Did you know that? People are looking at me going, are you crazy? No, I'm not. Fortunately, I'm not. The angel has come. No, no, it's not me. That's what you thought I was going to say, huh? Gotcha. Wasn't me. It's you. You are the angel that can save you. And you are here, aren't you? Yes, you are. Angel has come. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
I think I do a bit of waiting for something to come into my life. So, for example, I have sort of ambitions career-wise, and I think I'm waiting for the right time to put things down on paper, or waiting for the right financial situation to action them. So I think they're the things that I make myself wait for, and I know that all I'm really waiting for is myself.
I don't think I'm waiting for anything. I think if I was to achieve success, for example, I know that it was through my hard work and not because I sat there and hoped that it would happen.
A lot of people go, well, how will Bob, I have so many questions. Yeah, you have a lot of questions, but not the answers. You live by an answer till it is proven wrong, then you go, that wasn't the answer. And I believed. I believed you. No, you need to know. You need to be certain in this life. That's what I say. And whatever you do, know that blessing is coming to you. You're not alone. You're not left in this world to suffer, but you are graced and blessed, inundated with blessing after blessing after blessing after blessing. That's how it is. Time has come not to ignore the obvious. Be fulfilled. Be fulfilled. This possibility exists. Thank you very much for coming. Thank you for listening to me, what I have to say. Bit by bit, around the world I go, again. Been doing this for 45 years. 40 years ago, I came to the West, and 45 years I've been doing it. I started quite young. I did. I was 9. But this is what I have been telling people.
for what you're looking for is within inside of you.
That's it for this week. Prem Rawat's message is more than words. If you'd like to know more, call this number or visit this website. See you next week.